a special guest right now. Let's go to the special hotline. It is our good friend Carrie. Carrie, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I am great. Carrie, you're with the company. Tell everyone where you're from.
I'm from bumpernuts.com.
Nice.
What is Bumpernuts?
Home of the truck balls. You can get your big balls for your truck.
Like, very nice.
I've seen this website. It is one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
So this is www.bumpernuts.com.
That's right.
Bumpernuts. And
not Bumpernuts, it's Bumpernuts.
Yeah, don't put an H in there. That's a whole different site.
Oh.
Exactly. and that's not a lady if you're doing that. Carrie, what are these nuts made out of?
These are drop forged aluminum, and they're powder coated.
Powder coated. What came up with the idea? What was the decision? Was this like a scorned lover that you said, you know what, I'm going to get him back?
Oh, like I should have a bumper sticker that said, he crossed me again or something like that.
Yeah, where did this come from? I mean, who were you, you know?
I just have a love for, you know, big trucks with Hemi engines and...
And testicles.
You know, motorcycles and, you know, I love engines and... So I just always thought that, you know, a truck needed some balls, you know. Like, I would always look at big trucks and say, God, that truck needs some balls. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that for the people.
That's great.
That's good.
That's great.
This up with people.
Up with people, definitely, Carrie. So what are the, can you, like, is there only one set of colors that you can get with these bumper nuts?
Actually, we currently sell 9 colors. And,
like,
you know,
the UN.
White, black, blue. Blue balls are a pretty big seller. Those are for married men. and our biggest seller is the flesh color, the skin colored ones, because that's the most recognizable.
So they look like balls hanging out of your rear.
Yes, and our top of the line, I call it the Cadillac of the balls, are the brass. And those are...
Oh, the brass balls. Very nice.
Nice.
Yeah, they're 3 pounds, and they're 8 inches long.
Wow.
3 pounds.
Wait, have we met?
Oh.
Those are some big balls.
Now are these the Alec Baldwin version of the brass balls from Glengarry Glen Ross? Or I don't know. No, that's all right.
Okay. I like Alec Baldwin. He's cool.
Absolutely. I was angry when he left the country there for a period of time. But, oh, wait, he never did.
He never did. 30 Rock's a good show. Well, no one's watching it, but it's a good show. It's funny.
Right.
Well,
you know what would be great? If 30 Rock had two balls hanging out the bumper of it.
Now, on the website, I saw some swinging. You have some that swing as well, right?
Some what?
Swinging nuts. Like the nuts that swing?
Well, you can
sway.
Rig them up so that they'll swing back and forth. Not a problem.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, you know, with the gravity, and when you turn a corner, they'll swing back and forth. So you just got to hang them from your hitch with your 2x2. You know, put them in there with some.
I drive a station wagon. I'm horrible.
We could pretend. Here, I got a question for you. I drive a Lumina, a 1997 Chevy Lumina. Would the bumper nuts look cool, sort of welded into the back of that?
Absolutely. You know, what I would do is I would tuck your balls up underneath the bumper so that they're just kind of peeking out so that you don't, you know, bump any curves or you know, get any road rash for your balls.
Do you have like some material that looks like hair that I could stick all over the top of the bumper then or no?
Did you read my frequently asked questions page?
Is that on there?
That part where it says that a lot of people request hair?
Really?
Oh, my God. It's like one of my biggest questions. Do these come with hair?
You know what you could do? You could make...
People are weird.
Do you have diamond-plated nuts?
What kind of nuts?
Diamond-plated? Like, that would kind of give a...
What, for
grip.
The spinners on your car? Well,
the diamond-plated
for
metal.
All the pimps.
That would be kind
like
of like
nutty.
I gotta say, that would be pretty awesome. That would be pretty awesome. Or gold-plated. You know, we haven't gotten to the... Our highest end is brass, but, you know, hey, I'm open to anything. If somebody wants to have some custom diamond balls on their truck, like, God, I'll do it for them.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Wow,
custom.
What about...
I don't know how much diamonds are these days. That might be a pretty expensive set of balls.
Have you thought at all, Carrie, about bumper boobs, like for the front bumper?
And I do get that request at all as well. And on my frequently asked questions page, I say that that's up to the next person, you know.
I would put that on the front of a boat because a lot of people name their boats off of a woman. So that would make more sense on there.
So the, the point is you stick with genitalia.
That's perfect.
Or a Miata if you're a dude, if you're a Colts fan. Colts fans would drive Miatas if you're a male.
I know. Hey, I got a question.
A lot of people will take like their favorite team's colors and they'll spray paint one side a certain color and they'll spray paint the other side a certain color.
Like navy and orange.
Like navy and orange.
Sweet.
You probably get that request.
Spirit on the balls.
Yeah. Do you sell a Lance? Who's the bicyclist?
Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong. Only one.
actually, we put some people put them on motorcycles and bicycles. Actually,
so it's a uniball. You could just be one set then.
There you go.
Well, here's a question.
Oh Lord, because he lost his testicle. The poor guy.
Have you ever seen?
I'm having a uniball. No, sorry about that. You could.
You can have that. That's free, though. That's a free. So I'm a giver.
Have you ever seen anyone take multiple sets of bumper nuts and put like?
You know what? Yes, absolutely. There's a guy in there's a fire truck, and it's actually on one of my websites, and they put six sets of balls on their truck.
That's a lot of balls.
I know. When they ordered six from me, I was like, who are these people? And then, you know, I sent them off, and they sent me pictures of all these balls hanging from this fire truck. I think it's called Kentland Fire Department.
Kentland, Indiana?
I really do have pictures of that on my website.
They have a good restaurant. In Kentland, Indiana, there's a place that sells an excellent pork tenderloin sandwich.
So that's
probably, you know, if they have a quality pork tenderloin, there's probably a fire department that needs six good pair of metal nuts.
Carrie, I was looking at your website. It said the bumper nuts are drop forged in the USA.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Drop forged, it's like, how do I explain it? Well, basically they melt down metal and then they put it in a mold.
Yeah.
They throw it into some sand, like it's called a sand casting, that's what it's called. And then we take it to another spot and we have them colored. And the powder coating is a coating that will last you for 20 years, which is fantastic. It's a really durable coating.
Well, it says on the website that unlike plastic balls that fade in the sun, that your bumper nuts will stay, you know, fresh and lifelike for 20 years, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen plastic fade, like blue plastic or red plastic, but it's pretty gross.
Faded balls, yeah.
Is there any cleaning tips how to clean your bumper nuts?
Are there any what?
Cleaning tips that you can give the listeners.
Take a shower every day.
Oh, you couldn't get the powder coating off if you tried. Matter of fact, when I first had these things powder coated, I threw in paint thinner because I thought I could remove it just to see if I could. There's nothing that's going to remove that powder coating. It's baked on at 450 degrees.
These are the strongest balls that hang off a car.
You could basically clean it with any product you want, and it's not going to budge.
And these are completely made in the United States of America.
Every process, yes. I support local business.
These are American balls.
These are American-made balls.
Yeah, I really think that that's important, you know. I have, there's a man who makes them for me, and he's, you know, he's a family man. And he's great, you know. He makes them for me, and then I have another family that powder coats them for me. And, I don't want to take it overseas. I want to keep it here.
Well, they would be smaller if you take them overseas, I'm pretty sure. We want big, big ones.
You can make them in France. They're really
tiny. No, if you make them in China, the metals, they got smaller metal nuts over there.
I'm not going to be doing business.
With those small ball people.
I'm kind of funny about that. I really do like to support the United States, so.
Absolutely.
We support. Now, the website again is?
It's bumpernuts.com.
BUMPERNUTS.com. Bumper Nuts.
What about the phone number?
877-277-NUTS.
So that's 877-277-NUTS.
That's right. NUTS.
Hey, how's business going? It's going well for you?
It is phenomenal. It's incredible. Some days I can't believe it. I honestly wake up and I say, they're still buying the nuts. I do. I tell my friends, I say, I can't believe these people are still buying these nuts. Like, it just keeps catching on, and you know, families will tell the other families that they bought the nuts, and, you know. And, oh, God, this is a very interesting tip. There's a guy in Maryland currently who's trying to pass a law against them.
What?
It's actually currently on, it just got passed, it's not passed, but he's trying to get it passed.
This is unacceptable.
It's incredible to take away our rights. Yeah.
How is a communist in the elected office? Because that guy sounds like a communist.
Or a fascist.
Actually, I'm going to put something up on my website pretty soon to discuss him, and I might even make some t-shirts against him, because I'm so disgusted. We can't even hang, you know, balls off our trucks. You know, look, we pay taxes, we do everything, you know, we want, and, you know, hey, we have the right to express ourselves, don't we?
Absolutely, Carrie. This is America. I mean, you know, every time you read in the news that somebody wants to put up a flag and the condo association says, no, you can't put up your flag, now you can't even hang genitalia off the back of your truck.
Yeah, I'm in front of my computer. I'm trying to find this guy's name.
I can tell you his name. He is Douchebag.
Johnny Sack.
No,
Pete
he
Sack.
Really has a name, this guy, and he is he's from Maryland. Let me get
it's
him.
It's not Gabe Chedick, is it?
Name is. I'm finding it. I'm just clicking on the little website here. I wasn't prepared to bash him. His name is Leroy E. Myers Jr.
You would think
of that. We love you, Mr. Myers.
Meyer, I believe, is German for loser.
I have, yes, absolutely, and I have a message for you, Mr. Myers. We're going to be hanging these balls till we die.
You can tear these balls off my cold, dead hand or truck.
I love that. I love that. It's what it's like, live free or die, you know? Yeah. Hang balls or die. Yeah.
You can take our lives, but you'll never take away our nuts.
Maybe that's what my t-shirt will say. And then I'll put the whatever bill number it is, I'll put it on the back of the t-shirt, like stop bill number, blah, blah, blah.
Yep, and then a little sleepingwithstu.com right below it.
Cash rate bill number.
Well, exactly. We want to thank Carrie so much.
Carrie, thank you.
Carrie,
thank you very much.
Great.
Oh, thank you. You guys were fantastic.
We love you, Carrie.
We support your product.
We love your product. We love your bumper nuts.
Okay, and you're going to give, I had offered some, you know, the viewers some nuts, you know, two of them.
Yeah.
Nuts I'm going to be doing.
And these are, just to be clear, these are two sets of nuts. We're not going to give like one nut to somebody and one nut to somebody else. You'll get a full set, and there's two of them available.
There's two testicles per nut.
Yep.
Sounds great, Carrie. Well, thanks.
And we have nine colors, so they can go to the website or just pick our colors. So, just thought I'd mention that.
Excellent, Carrie.
We appreciate that, and our listeners appreciate it as well. Well, we're going to take a quick time out. We want to talk to Carrie a little bit off air. We thank you, listeners. Kick back, relax, and let's hear some good, hard American rock music.